Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Join the family here in Relevant Radio and help us to meet our need of $2.7 million to continue to keep things operating here at Relevant Radio, to continue to bring the programs that you love to listen to here, from Trending with Timmery to The Cale Clark Show, Patrick Madrid Show, Drew Mariani, all of the shows you hear all day long. Who doesn't love Father Simon? The easiest way to give is relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We're looking to raise $90,000 this hour. We are on our way to approaching $2,300,000, but we need $90,000 to go. We need to finish this up tonight to hit $2,300,000 so that they can finish off tomorrow. So I'm asking you to join us. We need $90,000 this hour. Please join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States, as well as for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. We'll pray the Memoire together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you'd like to support us here at Relevant Radio during our fall pledge drive, join the family, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Easiest ways to give and see the thank you gifts we have for you. Show your love for Trending with Timmery. Let people know that you love to hear the show on Relevant Radio by giving this hour. We need $90,000. No gift is too small and no gift is too large. 1-877-291-0123 if you need to give by calling. I want to dive into a number of topics today during our weekly marriage hour. A lot of our marriage hour today is going to focus on the topic of parents and what's happening with kids today. There was shocking information about something that happened at a Catholic high school last month, and it really is a reminder of what's happening surrounding education, social media, and there are some things that we can do about it. Also, I want to dive into how in our marriages, we are contributing to the emasculation often of our husbands. Perhaps we're not doing that or we're not doing this, but a recent talk given by Senator Josh Hawley, where he commented saying that attacks on manhood are driving men to pornography and video games, really made me ponder how easy it is for us to cave in to what's happening in the culture and to participate in small ways as well as large ways in the emasculation of men in ultimately, yes, be a part of the push toward pornography and video games. So we'll discuss that and more today on Trending, as well as the Bachelorette star Katie Thurston is separating from her husband after being on the show. Does anyone care? Is anyone really surprised? We'll talk about that and more here during our weekly marriage hour. Students at a Catholic high school, Archbishop Rorden High School in San Francisco, staged a walkout last month. The reason why this is coming to attention is because there's a viral video on, lo and behold, TikTok. According to the San Francisco Chronicles, they accounted that there were 800 students at an all-school assembly there to hear a pro-life speaker. Well, 5 minutes into the talk, nearly all of the 800 students walked out. Only a couple of dozen students remained. And I heard this story, and if you heard this as well, I was shocked. At a Catholic high school, you would have so many students walk out on a pro-life speaker, not even willing to hear what she had to say. Someone had to have organized this. It was staged, obviously planned. Did they even understand what was being said in that talk? Did they listen? Were they willing to show respect in an educational setting to someone who was there to teach them? It's shocking to see something like this would happen. And I know a lot of people could go, oh, well, what does this have to do with your marriage hour? Well, it has to do with family. It has to do with kids and how kids are being raised today. And I'm going to share with you some more information, as well as some solutions for what can be done in the face of everything that's happening with so many things happening nationwide surrounding parents' rights, scandalous things being done with kids. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting here looking and saying, are we really surprised that this happened even at one of our Catholic schools? Unfortunately, some of our Catholic schools are not teaching what the church teaches. And I'm not saying this about Archbishop Rorden High School in San Francisco, but I will say that kids are influenced by their peers. And we are seeing this massive social media influence of peer influence as well as influencer influence. And with that comes a tremendous amount of pressure to be pro-abortion, to be, I don't want to say radicalized, but to be vocal and to do bold things with the stance that you take, and to even have those bold things be shared on social media and, for example, become a viral TikTok video, such as this staged walkout of the students at a Catholic high school, Archbishop Rorden High School in San Francisco. Nearly all of the 800 students walked out except for a couple of dozen when a pro-life speaker came. And, you know, it really made me think about one, pure social influence, and how I think so many young people today, and this was well known about my generation, I'm a millennial, that millennials listen to millennials. In fact, that's why the whole Life Teen movement evolved into what it did, because it had a lot to do with teens influencing teens. You take the teen leaders, you have them influence and teach their peers and be role models. Well, we see that even more so in the younger generations, but instead of it being face-to-face and just teens influencing teens, it's influencers on social media who have a large following influencing your teenagers. And the number of influencers that have the highest number of likes, highest number of followers, who speak the loudest, who get monetized on social media, who have higher distribution numbers because they have higher likes and comments, well, those people are the loudest in kids' ears. And the reality is that kids today worship their beloved influencers and their influencers' ideas. And so here's the question. What are we willing to do to help refill our kids' minds when it comes to role models and the way of life that they are having preached at them? Better yet, who are we filling them with? We're at a point in history where the noise is so loud on social media with massive influencers and peer influence on social media that the way of Christ isn't being heard. And unless we shut down this technology, tighten up the reins on technology, they're going to miss it. Kids at Catholic high schools are going to walk out when a pro-life speaker comes to talk about the innocent babies in the womb and the harm abortion does to a woman. We need to fill kids' ears because parents are the primary educators of their kids. This is what the church holds to so firmly, that marriage is oriented toward the procreation and education of kids. That is having kids and educating them. When we say educating, we're not just saying sending them away to school. We're talking about the full character, moral development, intellectual development, the capacity to reason and freely choose the good. Kids today need to come to know the way of Christ, the joy of heaven, and the love of self and neighbor. All of this is rooted in the unconditional love that God first has for them. But do they know this? Because they can't give what they don't have. And I think that these kids who are walking out at a Catholic high school and a pro-life speaker comes walked out because they don't know Christ. They don't hear about him. Or the noise of the world and their influencers is so loud they're missing it. And so the challenge that I want to present to us, especially during our marriage hour, is that we take back the microphone. That we take back our kids. They're incredible resources, and we'll talk a little bit more about them in just a little bit. But I want to make sure we're reclaiming kids from the digital world. This is something that ScreenStrong.com, again, that's ScreenStrong.com, emphasizes, talking about dumb phones, taking control of social media, tech lockdown, understanding the scientific impact of technology on kids' brains and what's happening. We'll talk about that and more and what's happening. Why did the Virginia gubernatorial win, which was a huge win for Republicans for the first time since 2009. What does this have to do with the topic of marriage and parents? Well, I'll share that with you in just a little bit.
Wow. 20 years ago, Relevant Radio was broadcasting on just one station. Today, we broadcast on nearly 200 stations from Maui to Maine and worldwide with the app and website. One big reason we've been able to stay on the air this long is our generous monthly donors. They've budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. We call these generous monthly donors our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Please become a member. It helps us to budget better on our end. It saves us money, and you get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Now, we only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive, and I sure hope you'll join the family. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Check out our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Clark here from the Cale Clark Show, which you just heard on Relevant Radio, and also from the Faith Explained program, joining Trending and Timory, as this is the last hour, your last chance this week to donate to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio. If you want the show to continue, if you benefited from it, if you like the content that she provides, you're going to want to support Timory right now by calling 877-291-0123 or going online through the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. A couple things you're going to find out when you go online. Actually, three things. Number one, you're going to find out that today is a partnership challenge hour. So every dollar that's donated this hour to Relevant Radio, you can get your tax-deductible donation. It is going to be matched 100%, no matter how large the gift is. If you give $1 million gift, we'll find another million. Trust me, we will find a generous donor. We'll take it, and we'll pass our goal. Or if you can only give a dollar a day, that's okay, because in God's eyes, it's all about cheerful giving, sacrificial giving. We all know this. When we give gifts, we feel much better than when we receive them. There's something about it. And you know you're going to be participating in the greatest mission on planet Earth, bringing Christ to the world through the media here at Relevant Radio. Now, the other thing you're going to find when you go to the website is you're going to find a little thermometer. A little graphic there, and I love watching the mercury rise. You're going to see how close we are to hitting our goal, and right now, we are 81% of the way there. We have raised $2.2 million. We want to get it to 2.3 by the end of this show. That's your challenge today, so join the family right now, and Timmer, you can tell them a little bit more.
Oh, we need 90,000 to get there. So we need 90,000 this hour. You have 45 minutes. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give. We've had 18 people step up this hour. And we're asking if you enjoy Trending. This is your last hour to support us here on Relevant Radio to say, hey, this is a program I like to hear, I want to hear, I want to continue to hear it grow on Relevant Radio. In fact, we just had a very generous donor step up, $3,000 given in honor of their mother, Judy, who gave her daughters the gift of faith. They listen to Relevant Radio on 950 AM in Chicago, and she wanted to support specifically this show, Trending. Thank you so much for the love you've shown for your mom, Judy, here, and for supporting us at Relevant Radio.
Amen. Margaret from Naperville, Illinois, also donated, saying, thank you for helping me grow my faith, helping me share the joy of Catholicism with my extended family. Why don't you join the family right now, 877-291-0123, or the Relevant Radio app, or relevantradio.com.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Perhaps you followed politics and what happened this week in Virginia. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but there's something really interesting that happened, and it has to do with marriage, parents, and kids. You may have followed that the new governor-elect, Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, is going to be the new governor there in Virginia. It was the first statewide win in Virginia for Republicans since 2009. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, a good friend of mine who is a champion advocate for the family, said the Virginia gubernatorial election shows the power of angry and motivated parents. When I heard her say that, I thought, wow, that's interesting. What's coming out is that Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin is a huge advocate for parents' rights, unlike former Governor Terry McAuliffe, who has lit a fire underneath parents when he himself actually said, I don't think parents should be telling schools what to do. Did you hear that? As a parent, they're saying that you should not be telling schools what to do, ignoring the fact that as parents, you're the primary educators of your children and have the right not only to vet curriculum, but to withhold your child from school when certain curriculum does not meet adequate standards, both morally and educationally. But what's interesting about this whole story is that this speaks of a fire that is going across the nation in parents. Parents who are speaking up across the nation, objecting against radical LGBTQ curriculum and policies, including sports teams where boys are being able to play with girls and beat girls out for scholarships and vice versa even, but more so it's been boys who have more testosterone, more strength, that when they compete against girls, they win and they're taking academic scholarships, they're taking championships. We're also talking about the free-for-all that's occurring when it comes to bathrooms. In fact, there's a horrible story out of London County School Committee meeting that was open to the public where a father, you may have heard this, and if you didn't, you should know about it. A father was removed in handcuffs because he shared that the school last year covered up the rape of his daughter by a boy in a skirt who was allowed into the bathroom. The school chose the LGBTQ agenda over keeping kids safe, over keeping that young girl safe. I share stories with this, and I'm going to share with you just a couple more, but we're going to get to some of the solutions because you need to understand why parents are upset, why they supported someone like Governor-elect for Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, because he's a strong advocate for parents' rights. In fact, in Campbell County, Wyoming, parents are dealing with a local library that was offering a so-called children's book titled Sex is a Funny Word. In this book, I'm horrified to even share with you, it encourages little kids to get comfortable with things such as nudity and physical contact. This is outright grooming of children. And we're talking about it during our marriage hour because strong marriages require strong parents who are willing to protect their children from what's happening. Two other stories I want you to be aware of because it's happening across the nation, not just in my home state of California, all over. Kansas school has apologized. Great, they apologized, but it's still a problem because it's happening unless parents catch it. They distributed a gender unicorn worksheet, which asked students, among other questions, do you know your identity or are you still in an identity confusion stage? This is a coloring book worksheet given to kids. Broward County, Florida, an elementary school class was taken on a field trip to a local gay bar. This is indoctrination. This is a sexualization of kids. I don't want to share these stories with you, but the reason I'm sharing them with you is because this is specifically why the Virginia gubernatorial election came out the way it did. Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin is a strong advocate for parents' rights, and parents are on fire in Virginia and across the nation. And I hope you are too, that you're willing to vet all educational materials that your children are learning from, that you are looking in the kids' library section before your kid picks up a book, that you're vetting what types of field trips kids are going on, in worksheets, that you're having these conversations with your kids, but with their educators. Let's talk about some solutions because we're at a point where we can't just trust other people. We have to be aware, especially in an academic environment, of ongoing surveillance, of vetting, of not just trusting someone even once you vetted them, but of ongoing accountability and open dialogue and conversation. This is important. I'll even give you an example. Working in the crisis pregnancy centers for years, I'd see as some counselors would be excellent counselors helping women in crisis pregnancy. And then something would happen in their personal life, and all of a sudden they'd start to change their mind about the way they counsel on certain topics. And behind closed doors, they were counseling women in severe crisis pregnancies situations coming from abusive relationships. in some ways great in a pro-life way, but in other ways that were damaging for the ongoing growth and health of their kids or of these young women. And this is the same thing that can happen of a teacher or any educator. This is why surveillance, vetting, trust, and ongoing accountability for our educators is so important. Remember, parents. Remember, as married people, we are the primary educators of our kids. Now, one of the things that I mentioned earlier in the show is that we have to work with some of the greatest challenges, and that is taking control of technology yet again, reclaiming kids from the digital world of pure influence and their influencers who they worship like idols with every ideology that they love. You see, we have to return. I'm sorry. It's the thing that has to happen. To dumb phones for kids. If your kid needs a phone for safety and accessibility, get a simple dumb phone that's locked down. Don't give them a smartphone. ScreenStrong.com is an incredible resource. In fact, Lucas will post it now on social media. It's an excellent resource for people who want to learn more, to understand what's happening in the brain chemistry, the chemical cocktails, to understand resources to how to lock down your kids' technology, how to wean them off, how to do a detox. These kids are so hopped up today on dopamine. So are we as adults too. And so many hormones that are kicking in our body because of the way we use technology. And so these are resources, ScreenStrong.com. I hope you'll check it out. You know, I've heard from so many parents this school year who have had so many concerns about their kids' curriculum, things that are happening, and they're having to pull their kids, take away cell phones. One woman wrote to me recently, she took away the cell phone of her daughter after she said, "What can I do?" And I said, "Take away the phone. She's going to be upset, but she'll get over it eventually." The girl was 12 years old and struggling with radical pro-abortion LGBTQ ideologies at 12 years old, who a year before had, as a young girl, been talking about a religious vocation. These ideas are coming from pure influence and influencers on social media. We've got to take back and reclaim our kids from the digital world. We have to teach our kids about the truth and the beauty of femininity and masculinity, the goodness of who we are, who they are, made in the image and likeness of God, children who God loves unconditionally, who He created with a purpose, with a body that has a function, that has limitations, that has meaning. And the whole body is oriented toward sacrificial love. Life-giving, self-giving love. These are things that young people need to know and hear. But you and I don't even know and hear it. If all we do is go to church on Sunday, tolerate a homily that we don't really pay enough attention to, and then that's the last thing we did for our faith. Studies have come out showing, and I talked about one, we'll have to talk about it again soon. One of the best things you can give to your kid to help them not use any type of substances as a drug abuse to be happy in adolescence is to develop in them a prayer life. Help your kids to pray, to have the self-control that before they pick up a phone, before they do anything else, they drop to their knees and pray to God. They give Him their woes, their joys, their day. They turn to Him at the end of the day as they work through their challenges and the good things they've done. ScreenStrong.com, an incredible resource, help reclaim your kids from the digital world. As parents, this will strengthen your marriage, strengthen your home, and strengthen society.
Hey, this is Cale Clark joining Timory today on Trending. I want you to join the family. It's our Fall Pledge Drive campaign, and Timory was talking about doing a digital detox. I'll tell you what. Just between you and me, you can keep one app on your phone. That's the Relevant Radio app, all right? You can always donate online through the app and through the website, relevantradio.com. Or you can call. Use the good old-fashioned dial rotary phone, if you remember what those are, 1-877-291-0123. And you know what? Traditional media like radio is still out there. That's why we have almost 200 radio stations all across the United States of America. Edward found Relevant Radio on a rental car. Who knows? Maybe he was It hurts. Maybe he rented one of their new Teslas from their fleet. And he certainly got electrified because when he got in the car, he couldn't believe his ears. He turned on the radio and he found Relevant Radio. It's all he listens to now. He's learned so much about his faith and he thanks us. He has donated to this campaign. We hope that you do too, because today, guess what? Every dollar that you give is matched 100%. It's our partnership challenge. We need to get $2.7 million in total. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're just over 81%. We're trying to get to $2.3 million this hour. Can you help us? We need $90,000 to get there. Any donation is doubled. So if one generous person gives $45,000, we've got it. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, Timory.
45 people have stepped up, helping us to work our way to 90,000 this hour. You have 31 minutes to give. I'm asking you, this is your last opportunity to support Trending. It's easy to give. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways where you can see the thank you gift we have for you in response to the generous gift you give to keep Relevant Radio operating, to keep all the programs on. Steven from Waukesha, Wisconsin, is listening on 1640 AM, gave a very generous gift specifically for Trending here on Relevant Radio. He said he's grateful for the honest and faithful programming of Relevant Radio, and he made a gift of $5,000.
Wow,
Steven,
thank you, Steven.
So much for supporting us here at Relevant Radio. We need people like you who aren't only going to give, but they're going to give generously to continue to keep this radio station, not just one radio station, a couple hundred stations across the nation
yeah,
operating.
Absolutely. And by the way, this is your last chance. We have, about 30 minutes or less. If this is your last chance to give and donate specifically to this program, Trending with Timory, because Timory's not going to be pitching tomorrow. The pledge drive will be over. So this is your chance to support her. Join the family right now, 877-291-0123, or online at the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Join the family now.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
You're listening to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. You're joining us during our weekly marriage hour. And I want to give you a brief update. I want to thank everyone who has been praying for my mom and sending their support and letting me know that they've been praying. You may have followed the news. We had a really scary call with my mom last week. She's been in the hospital for about a week now. And praise the Lord, I truly believe we had a miracle last Thursday, and she is recovering, and she actually came home earlier than we thought. She's home now and continuing her care and recovery at home. So I appreciate the prayers. I ask for you to pray for a full recovery for her, but thank you so much for all of the support. I have been overwhelmed by the number of prayers. And again, I believe we had a miracle last Thursday because so many people were praying. I had one friend alone who said, I just contacted 10 priests. They're going to pray their masses for her tomorrow. I had so many people saying the same thing, offering rosaries, Divine Mercy chaplets. Thank you so much for all of the support. We're praying for that full recovery for her. Still, if you're listening now, you're joining us during our fall pledge drive, join the family. We're trying to reach 90,000 this hour. I'm asking you to support us here. This is your last opportunity to support Trending with Timory. The easiest way to give is relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can tap the banner now if you're listening there. And why not? If you're not already listening there, it's clear, it's crisp. I prefer it over the actual radio because you don't get the when you go under a bridge or something. So be sure to listen in there, and you can actually listen on demand to the podcast, your favorite episodes, but give, and I'm asking you to give now to support us here at Relevant Radio. You're joining us during our weekly marriage hour, and Senator Josh, do we have the audio from the senator? Oh my gosh, I'm listening to what he said. So I want to talk about this. When you listen to this, I think it's important. So Senator Josh Hawley gave a talk discussing the future of the American man, and I'm bringing this up during our marriage hour because I think that we're seeing a tremendous pressure within our own marriages, given the cultural pressure to emasculate men. And Senator Josh Hawley's comments actually reminded me of this. Listen to what he has to say.
Shouldn't we be surprised that after years of being told that they are the problem, that their manhood is the problem, more and more men are withdrawing into the enclave of idleness and pornography and video games. I found the comment by one young man to a Wall Street Journal reporter particularly evocative and particularly heartbreaking. He said, "I'm sort of waiting for a light to come on so I can figure out what to do next."
This is a state of many American men today, and perhaps you found this in your own marriage. And two questions can be asked. What did I do to contribute to that? Or what has been the cultural standard that has contributed to your spouse's decision to turn to pornography and video games? So many things can be done. I'm not saying, hey, just blame yourself. But the reality is, and I recognize this in my own marriage, the few years that we've been married, I recognize that from social media to movies to the divorce culture to the culture across the board, that we do devalue men. We emasculate them. We say that you're the problem, who you are. And the criticism and the emasculation has become so great that it does lead to, like what Senator Hawley just said, it leads to men to the point where, like, I'm just waiting for light to come on. I don't know what to do next. I know, because anything I do is harmful. You know, we're at the point where men I greatly know, love, and respect who say they hesitate to open a door for a woman because of how the reaction can be so visceral at times and disrespectful and rude. Should you still do it? Yeah. But you see, we at a certain point, you shut down when you're criticized and you're emasculated for so long, and we're seeing this in marriages. Senator Josh Hawley said we're creating a nation of idle men, that is, men who are turning to pornography and video games. And so again, the question is, how have we done this in our own marriages? In other words, how have we allowed the enemy, and I'm talking about the devil, who's prowling about the world, as St. Peter says, prowling about the world, seeking the ruin of souls, how are we allowing him to sneak into our thinking in subtle little ways? That TV show or peer influencer, it's influenced our outlook on men, and the men that we know and love, especially our husbands. It has to stop with us. This culture of emasculation, this culture of the decline of marriage, the decline in fathers being present in their families or sticking around at all, it has to stop with us. And I think that this requires a distinctly Catholic approach. I know in my own marriage, I can struggle with this because this is the way of the culture, this emasculation of our men, this disrespect, this disregard, this overriding. And at the end of the day, this is why I love having the examination of conscience in my life, but especially within the context of marriage. At the end of the day, I can go through what I did and look at the good things, the good moments I had, especially in areas where perhaps I've struggled with vice, with sin. I can also look to what are my responsibilities as a wife who's made a vow before God to my spouse. And what have been ways that I've perhaps disrespected or disregarded or torn down my spouse? And how can I do better? What is the opposing virtue to the very behavior that I myself am struggling with? Whether it's being generous with allowing for another opinion or another way to do things. You know, some years ago, I remember one of my friends got married. It was right out of college, about 10 years ago. And I remember, you know, there are always these like cards and, oh, give some advice to the bride and groom, give some advice to the bride. And I remember writing this piece of advice, and it's a piece of advice that I gave because I wanted it for myself. And I knew I was going to need it given the culture we live in, the movies and everything we're surrounded by. I said something along the lines of, you don't always have to do things your way. Even if you think your way is the best, the quickest, the easiest, it's okay for another person to have another way to do things, even if it's not as quick, not as efficient, and just outright isn't the way you do something. And it's funny, because I remember that friend commenting to me a year later, I remember you had said that, and it was a reminder I always kind of kept in my mind. She's like, why do you say that? I said, well, I just know that it's something I need to hear. It's something I need to hear every single day, that my way isn't the only way. that there are other ways to do things. It doesn't always have to be the fastest way. It doesn't always have to be the most efficient way. And I bring that up because I think it's the simplest example in my own life that I'm reminded of. And then when you look to the church's teaching, you know, especially Cassie Canubi, Pope Pius XI, that came out right around 1930s, reaffirming what the church has said all along about marriage. One of the things, the lines that I love the most, that the husband is the head and the woman, the wife, is the heart. The husband is the head of the family and the wife is the heart of the family. And paraphrasing, it goes on to say that the head has the chief place in leading and the heart has the chief place in loving. In other words, it's upholding traditional views of femininity and masculinity, of so-called gender roles within the context of marriage. We need this. And when the head is not leading, we have to call the head, the leader of the family, the husband, the father, back into that leadership role, helping him to develop into that leader, to be confident as that leader. And vice versa, to invite the heart, the mother, back into the home, back into the primary nurturing position, even if it's difficult for her, even if there have been callings in the world that have pulled her away, even if there have been past wounds that have made it difficult. I know so many women who say, I don't know how to love my kid. I don't know how to be nurturing. I don't know how to be kind. I don't know how to be gentle. God is love. God is kind. God is gentleness. He will equip you. Do you think the Blessed Virgin Mary knew exactly what she was doing when she all of a sudden was the mother of God and she had the God-man before her? She could have said, I don't know this. I don't know that. She could have abandoned her post. But I think the message, the reminder we have, men and women, same with St. Joseph. He had the God-man before him, is that we're called no matter what when we feel insufficient. No matter our past pains, no matter the pressures of the world, to live up to the higher calling that Jesus Christ has for us in our femininity and in our masculinity, in our marriages, and to respect our spouses, to build up our spouses, to help them grow in areas and moments of weakness. This is done, I truly believe, through a nightly examination of conscience that helps us prepare the way into the next day with Jesus Christ. And turn to him for forgiveness in the ways that we've done a little bit of damage in our own marriages. But with Christ, all healing, all things are possible. I'll be right back here on Trending, and I'm going to talk about the Bachelorette star, Katie Thurston, who is separating from her husband. That's right. Do you really care? Who cares about the Bachelorette, the Bachelor? Well, a lot of people do. A lot of people are watching, and it says a lot about marriage and what we think of it today.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Bill in Lake Mary, Florida, saying he's been away from the Catholic Church for 40 years. He recently found Relevant Radio and desires the Eucharist, but is kind of ashamed to go to confession. So he's praying that he will find the courage to receive those sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. And yeah, we'll pray for you, Bill.
We will pray for you, Bill. And you'll be so happy when you go to confession. Of course, you always have the right to go anonymously. Welcome back. Welcome home.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life?
Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
Cale Clark alongside Timory here for these last few minutes, less than 15 minutes to go. If you want to support Trending with Timory, call right now, 877-291-0123, or even better, go to relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Today is, for the next 15 minutes, 100% a partnership challenge 15 minutes. Okay, so anything you give is going to be matched dollar for dollar, whether you give $50,000, $5, $500, it'll all be doubled because of generous donors just like you that want to help out. And Timory, I got to tell you, this is your marriage hour. You're talking a lot about marriage today. Michelle and her husband listen to Relevant Radio every day, and they've actually experienced struggles in their marriage. They're pretty open about that. Today, listen to this, in separate cars, they were listening to Relevant Radio, heard some stuff about marriage, They ran their errands, and then they decided to meet each other for lunch. They couldn't wait to talk about what they heard today on Relevant Radio, and it prompted an open and frank discussion about their marriage between them. And thanks to Relevant Radio, they decided to not only repair their marriage, but in gratitude, they made a $1,000 donation as first-time donors.
Wow.
And that became $2,000 because of our partnership challenge. That's a kind of... Let's hear the cowbell. Come on, Timory.
I'm shaking it. Come on. I forgot. I left it downstairs. I was shaking it for my husband for dinner.
We need it. We need more cowbell. This is the incredible impact that Relevant Radio can have, Timory.
I am so grateful. You know what? This reminds me, too. This is what I love. You know, my husband and I love listening to talks that build up our marriage. And, you know, I love that people are listening to Relevant Radio, listening separately, and then just happen to come together and be able to have that conversation. These are table conversations that are changing lives, saving marriages, and saving souls. That's what you're supporting here at Relevant Radio, and that's why I'm asking for more people to step up this hour. We've had 60 people step up. We're trying to raise $90,000 this hour. It's your last chance to support Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. You can give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can give a one-time gift, a monthly gift, whatever works easiest for you. But we have thank you gifts for you. Sacramentals, beautiful tabletop organizers of the Holy Family. We have a book of Venerable Fulton Sheen. So please donate now at relevantradio.com, because this is where you strengthen your marriage. On all of the programs, we talk about marriage and fidelity in a culture that doesn't speak of these things.
Absolutely. So you can see the gifts that we have for you, too, when you come in at various donation levels, and every dollar is matched 100%. It's a partnership challenge. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We want you to join the family. It's our last pledge drive of the year. It's your chance to make a tax-deductible donation to support reaching the world for Christ through the media.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Bachelorette star Katie Thurston and Blake Moynes recently decided to call it quits. Do you watch The Bachelor? Have you watched The Bachelorette? I think that, like, maybe in high school someone was watching it and I watched, like, a few episodes. It's never really been my thing, but I do find it interesting. And by the way, I was talking to my husband about this. He's like, who cares? Why are you talking about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? And I'm like, a lot of people care. A lot of people watch the show. And maybe you don't watch it, but it speaks a lot to where people are at. Again, we've been talking a lot about influencers impacting kids, impacting what we need to do to make changes in our marriages and in our parenting. Well, the reality is that the bachelors and bachelorettes are influencers. And I find it fascinating. My producer just sent me this. He said after 42 seasons, only 6 bachelors and bachelorette couples are still married. 42 seasons, only 6 are still together. Number of takes I have here. I find it fascinating. I think first and foremost, the bachelor and the bachelorette are very public so-called love stories. They're contests that leave the public to scrutinize everything they do, think, and say. And when I say the public, I'm talking about a public that scrutinizes things with the lens and eyes of the world. They want the perfect person, perfect-looking person, to choose the other perfect-looking person, to have the perfect-looking wedding, to have the perfect-looking children, to have the perfect looking finances, and that's the lens that these bachelors and bachelorettes have. And unless they have a very strong home life, the reality is that they grew up in, and morals and values, these bachelors and bachelorettes from the show are not staying together. After 42 seasons, only 6 bachelors and bachelorette couples are still married. We've over-romanticized love and marriage. I think it's interesting in the joint statement by Katie Thurston and husband Blake Moynes when they decided to call it quits, they said this. They released on Instagram, by the way, because they're Instagram influencers and we worship our Instagram influencers. They said, it is with mutual love and respect that we have decided to go our separate ways. They then say, we are so grateful for the moments we shared together and the entire journey that has unfolded this year. But here we go. we ultimately have concluded that we are not compatible as life partners, and it is the most caring choice for both of us to move forward independently. I am so sick and tired of people saying they just aren't, quote, compatible anymore. What does that even mean? How can you even say that? How can we say that? And how can we overcome this within our day-to-day moments? Moments when our spouse is driving us crazy and we're not compatible because we don't know how to handle our anger, or we don't know how to communicate with one another, or I'm annoyed because I thought he was cooking, he thought I was cooking. I'm frustrated because so-and-so is supposed to change a diaper, and no, I'm not mad about cooking or diapers today, but I'm just saying these are examples. You know, little things where suddenly we're not compatible because we're not cooperating, we're not collaborating, we're not communicating. I mentioned before those are three C's in marriage that we have to have. Cooperation, collaboration, and communication. Throw out this whole not compatible statement that we keep hearing. We aren't surprised to hear that another bachelorette or bachelor couple's marriage didn't last. Because the marriage and the relationship was sensationalized, it was materialized, it was publicized. I was talking to a friend recently, and he said that he would not have proposed to or married his current wife had certain family members been too involved or in the vicinity for too long. And I thought that was really sad. And what that reminded me of in a certain respect was what happens with the bachelor and bachelorette. They end up proposing and marrying people that they wouldn't otherwise propose and marry because there's so much public scrutiny over the relationship. Now, my friends have this great marriage, but what stood out to me was that sometimes even within our own families, we can have too much of an attitude of materialism, sensationalism, in this public attitude that we overly scrutinize relationships that can prevent good relationships from moving forward. And I think that in a certain respect, this is part of the challenge of this lack of marriage culture. Although we know people who aren't on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, we know people where we're scrutinizing their relationships and giving our opinions on future marriages and engagements, but we're giving those opinions and attitudes and ideas with the lens of the world. I was talking to a dear friend of mine's mom, and she was talking about how another one of her daughters was getting married. And one of the first things she said is, yeah, you know, her fiance is not like the best looking of guys. And she was like kind of going on and on about it. And I thought, why is she saying that? Well, because in the eyes of the world, she's so happy her daughter's getting married. He's a good man. He's a good provider. But her first reaction is she was embarrassed because he's not the best looking guy. Can you imagine certain people, a mother or friend, saying, you know, he's not that good looking. You could do better. And then preventing a good looking person, sure, from marrying someone who's not as good looking, but rather than looking at the idea and the understanding that looks aren't everything, they're fleeting. That a person of good character, who seeks truth, who has faith, these are qualities. We want to look for virtue, not just exterior actions or looks. And I think that this is part of the challenge, and this is why the Bachelorette and Bachelor story is such a big deal.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained here on Relevant Radio. Joining Timory on Trending, we want you to turn off The Bachelor, turn off The Bachelorette, shut Please. Down your video game console, come out of your musty basement, come on up and join the family where everybody else is. So we want you to donate to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. This is your last chance. We only have less than 5 minutes for you to support. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, thank you. I was waiting for it.
Hey.
Oh, Michaela might be a better singer.
I know. We should get her to call in, I'll tell you. And she didn't get the singing gene from me, I can say that. But
it's okay. I can't sing. I cannot sing, Cale. Like, I cannot sing to save my life.
That's okay. You got the cowbell. You just ring the cowbell, and Michaela can sing, and we can make We can make magic together.
You know what that means, Kale?
What does that mean?
That 90 people have stepped up this hour.
Are you kidding me? We need 90,000.
Hey, we've got 90 people. Maybe everyone donated 1,000. I'm waiting for an update. But thank you so much.
Let's hit our goal of 90,000
this hour. Please join us. This is your last opportunity to support trending. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give.
Absolutely. We want to get that number up to 100. We can get 10 more people. We want 100 of you to call in this hour to help propel us towards our need. We are getting there. We are almost there, but this is your last chance to do it during trending. We won't be pitching tomorrow on trending. We're going to be back to regular programming. So this is your last chance to really give that vote of confidence to Timory and say, you know what? I like the fresh perspective you're giving on some of these issues. Join the family right now, 877-291-0123. But if you go online, you're going to get a special gift. It's an MP3 talk by Father Richard Simon, the lovable Father Richard Simon from Father Simon Says. He's so awesome. Love that guy. I've never met him, but I just feel like I want to hug this guy every time I listen to him. Just give him a big bear hug because he's just so awesome. He's so funny. He's so great. So knowledgeable, too, on Father Simon Says. Well, he's got a talk called Yes, Virginia, There Is a St. Nicholas. We're going to give that to you for free if you donate online, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And in case I haven't said this enough, I can't emphasize that you can double your impact right now. We have a partnership challenge going for the next few minutes here. We got about 3 minutes left in the hour. 100% of any amount is doubled. Okay, so if you donate $500,000, it's going to become $1,000,000. If you can do the math, okay, so we can get to our need really fast so that we can reach more and more people in the world for Christ through the media. That's the mission of Relevant Radio. Maybe you're tuning in right now for the Family Rosary Across America. It's starting very soon. Why not donate now so you can just kind of focus on the rosary? Let's do that. Let's make your donation, give from the heart, join the family, and then you can just kind of relax and say, yeah, let's put this to good use. You can pray that donation will touch hearts all around the world, all across America. Do it right now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, Timory.
We need 10 more people to step up this hour. This is your opportunity. Again, relevantradio.com is the easiest way to give. If you give online, you get a special gift, as Kale said, as well as a gift for your giving level, whatever you can give. We have an incredible book by Venerable Fulton Sheen. It's my favorite, and that's at the dollar a day level. Giving a dollar a day, you can make monthly payments. We are here to work with you because we love the fact that you're willing to step up and help us. And we are so grateful. I'm so grateful that you're supporting us here at Relevant Radio. We've had so many people say yes. In fact, Paul from Wisconsin has made it his mission to bring his niece and nephews back to the church. One of his nieces, Kale, began listening to Relevant Radio, and she just asked him to be her confirmation sponsor.
Wow.
His father evangelized in the local community, and now he's gone. But Paul is trying to keep his legacy of faith alive. Thank you, he said, Relevant Radio, for being a ready resource.
Paul, I want to call you St. Paul because you want to evangelize just like St. Paul did. And I know that everybody listening wants to as well. So help us in our mission to reach the world for Christ through the media by calling 1-877-291-0123. Go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can give online. It's easy. It's secure. The end of the year is coming. The end of this hour is coming. This is the last chance for you to give this year. It's our fall pledge drive. We won't be doing any more of these. You can join the family right now. Get your tax-deductible donation. Help us. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 877-291-0123. Join the family right now. Father Rocky and the Family Rosary coming up next.